Welcome to Unmuzzled Chat. And guys, let's freaking take those muzzles off. We got to do it. We got to get better at that. Though clearly the worst type of censorship, alive and well, and it's too rampant, is self-censorship. Oh, I don't want to be doxxed at my job. I don't want to be kicked off TikTok. I don't want to lose my social media account. So you muzzle yourself when there's perfectly good alternate sites that will welcome you with open arms. It sucks. Yeah. We could acknowledge that to restart from scratch to an extent, but you're not. It's just a hiccup. You could have a lot of, not every one of your followers are just going to jump ship. I get that. But you'd start leading by example. That's how we create this mass awakening and get off these manipulated sites. Well, anyway, I don't mean to go too far with that. That's just obviously something I'm very passionate about. And I've dealt with two more of my videos on TikTok just got pulled down. Like, they're ramping it up. Censorship, 2024, we haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to get ridiculous. Folks, we are at war. I don't know if you want to call it World War III or not. I think it's a correct depiction. We're at war. The evidence is all around us. I get there's a bit of confusion for some folks because it's not traditional warfare. This is fifth generation warfare. Warfare has evolved throughout, you know, humanity dating back sticks and stones to freaking swords to, you know, bows and crossbows to catapults to firearms to missiles, nukes, nuclear, drones. Cyber warfare, psychological warfare, biological warfare. And now it's just so clear. And we're going to go through a whole list. I mean, I was taking notes. I don't know how to go about these things in the most effective way so we can acknowledge where we're at. We can clearly see the level of importance, like, because think about it, any other style of warfare, like, why are we sweeping it under the rug? Like, as though we're not at war. You're excusing, people are excusing themselves during a wartime not to engage. That's the difference with this fifth generation, whereas like warfare, these tactics, and that is a lot of the tactics that have been done to intentionally defeat us and deplete us to where we do not engage. Those are a lot of part of the war tactics, like from health, but also, what's the word I'm looking for? Demoralization and ramping up fear, and we're just overwhelmed the way they've hit our pocketbooks and all these other things, like, well, and too many freaking Americans are falling under the excuse. It's solely an excuse. Well, I got bills to pay, and it's war. War is at our doorsteps. Mass genocide is taking place. They recently just tried to murder you and all your loved ones. Literally. And they're fighting tooth and nail to keep that narrative under wraps, keep control of all that information from getting out there. Hence all the censorship, hence all those platforms, hence why we even started off the importance to get people on to these other things. Now I digress. We're going to dive into a lot of that. And I hope it's a one-stop shop. It's enough. It's enough to acknowledge and see so we can effectively show up in the ways we need to win this war. None of us asked for, but we're all in. Before I do that, I want to play this clip. This is freaking amazing. I don't know if this is from an actual movie or something, but there's such a powerful lesson to absorb right here. So let's play this.
You there, second desk, blue jacket. What is your name?
My name is Alexis.
Alexis. Please leave my lecture room. I don't want to see you at one of my lectures ever again.
I don't understand.
I am not going to ask a second time. Thank you. Are there laws? What are laws for? Anyone?
Social order?
To protect the person's personal rights.
So that you can rely on the government?
Justice? Thank you. Tell me. Was I unfair to your classmate just now? Indeed, I was. So, why didn't any of you protest? Why didn't any of you try and stop me? Why didn't you want to prevent this injustice? You see, what you have just learned, you wouldn't have understood in 1,000 hours of lectures unless you lived it. You didn't say anything because you weren't affected yourself. And this attitude speaks against you and against life. You think it doesn't concern you, so it's none of your business. Well, I'm here to say, if you don't help bring about justice, then one day, you too may experience injustice.
Will.
And there will be nobody there to stand before you.
Right.
Truth and justice lives through us all, and we must fight for it. Because in life and work, I mean, we often live next to each other, but not with each other. We console ourselves that the problems of others are nothing to do with us. None of our business. And we go home glad at night that we're spared, but it's about standing up for each other. Every day an injustice happens in business, sport, or on the tram, relying on someone else to take care of it is not good enough.
Right. Not good enough.
It is our duty to be there for others, to speak up for others when they cannot. I am here to teach you the power of your voice. I want you to learn critical thinking to empower you to stand up for what is right, even if it means going against what everyone else is doing.
Wow.
Let's begin.
Golly. That just hit so hard. Whew. get emotional. Because it weighs on the heart and the soul that we've been so selfish, so self-serving, that we've betrayed ourselves. We've betrayed God and what He's called us to do. Injustice is all around us, all around us. It's not even sheer hypocrisy that's happening. It's a hierarchy. We're an occupied country. I'm jumping the gun. We'll get back to it in the end here, but why is that? Why are we allowing that? Why are we so fearful and cowardice and self-serving? It's like we want to be ignorant. We want the blinders on. We don't want to acknowledge or accept. What is it? Why? Because we could put an end to this. We are the checks and the balance to it all. We can ensure proper accountability, that people and loved ones around us aren't going to be dealing with these injustices, that things operate as they were designed when America was thriving, when it was operated by the people, for the people. Freedom's worth dying for, folks. And it's just like that William Wallace kind of phrase there. If we don't show up and fight today, sure, and you flee, you may live tomorrow. But that's ensuring a future that really isn't worth living, and it more so is a matter of time till you're in shackles anyway. Or you're walking that plank or whatever. Meeting a noose. Why am I going to a pirate reference? I don't know. Why is it people aren't acknowledging we are at war? That we live in a war generation. Why is it? Comment. Let's fire up the community. Why is it? Because as we acknowledge and address these type of things, then we're honing in on how we can have breakthrough, how we can communicate and articulate, and what seeds we need to acquire and start planting into people. It's a lot of things. Why is it that people are ignoring this and doing nothing about it? Undoubtedly, a lot of us acknowledge, oh, wow, we are under direct attack. I mean, just given our current puppet administration, the direct attack on not just Christianity, but Christ's day himself. The most special of days. We can't idly sit back anymore. Some of the tactics and things they've weaponized against us, We've talked about here on Unmuzzled, their war machine known as mainstream media, all those news channels. That's a huge tool, huge weapon they use, and has been very effective. You could solely look at the plandemic. You could look at a lot of different angles, but that's a big one. They're using that to lie to you, lie to you. They're using that to push propaganda and stand up destructive ideology. We've gone over it ad nauseum already on this platform. It's no secret. You control the information, you control the masses. It's been used for social conditioning, mass psychosis, manipulation. It's kind of like it's, I don't even know. If you'd say Big Brother or partner in crime or something, like the social media platforms themselves, same thing. Now, thank God we have free speech platform alternatives we can resort to. And we must entirely replace the media and those other social medias for actual information, absorbing real information. But everyone needs to activate those accounts. I get for some, it may be a slow transition when it's your job. And say you got a YouTube that pays the bills. It could be a slow transition. But imagine, once, let's say, Rumble overtakes, because, oh, you got the same following there as you do there. Same means to pay the bills. Look at the liberation. Look at the freedom you now acquired. Now that individual doesn't, like, if he wants to play a clip that they're censoring over anything, because they're censoring so much, it's incredible. Whether it's against the establishment, whether it's for people's health, but it's a narrative they're trying to control. And they put all these fancy things, like labels of, we got to stop the spread of misinformation. It could lead to egregious harm to individuals. It's no, what they pushed, that is what's been misinformation. That's what's been egregious. You can see from all the died suddenly, all the clotting, all the effects and miscarriages and neurological issues and convulsions and turbo cancers. That's what's egregious. You know, there's been big things. I should even pull it up. Where is it? The FDA is having to redact all the negative things they said about ivermectin. That is huge. The FDA lost a huge lawsuit due to this life-saving drug. So anyway, like, the truth is getting set. It's breaking through. I was trying to say two things there. Where the truth sets us free. Yes. But the truth's breaking through. All of these get used to weaponize words, polarize topics, to intentionally divide we the people, to pit us against one another. It really shows. I mean, I know we're going to kind of dive into it here, too. One of the plays they've had. But as I'm going through even this, it just shows, like, how I just go back into conversations and even ones I've witnessed, from Charlie Kirk addressing things and how deteriorated we are and controlled and manipulated in so many of these encounters. And I know a lot of these encounters is what has led to people fearing putting themselves in that position. But we don't have a choice. With this style of warfare, we all must speak our truths and stand strong. They're not daggers. They're just words. And the reality of it is, when we're all standing up, speaking our truth, it's going to shift really quickly, where these individuals are going to realize their falsehoods. They're going to stop standing on this cracked, made up fictional foundation. Even if they believe that to be true, they're not going to be loud about it, because they're just not going to be bold enough in these settings. And so many things, so many blessings will come of that. Our government unconstitutionally taxing us to no end. It's wild. From the bunch of research I've been doing, I'll say go to stupeters.com, watch Slave Nation. It's wild to look at the history, what took place, how the Federal Reserve came about, the IRS even. These institutions. And it's crazy. We have voluntarily, I'm pretty convinced and convicted that we voluntarily been paying basically the mafia. We are not obligated to pay income tax. And we must do our due diligence on that research. Like, you yourself, that's one of the things, selfishly, you could benefit gravely. Like, as to why people just don't drop what they're doing and seek to understand, that blows my mind. Because we could be talking, you're saving thousands, potentially weekly or monthly, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, annually. And it's double full, because now you're no longer funding a side that is actively against you. So you're taking away those funds, which is a huge win. But you're also gaining those funds to put into other areas and aspects to your personal life and ensuring a better tomorrow, which is another huge win. So it's very magnifies the positive effect. Our government is taking direct action to destroy our country. It's clear. For example, no country ever throughout history has went the other way on progression of energy independence, except the United States of America. What we've done regarding oil, the pipelines, everything, and going green under the guise of green. That's the thing. We've brought receipts, and that is a hoax. We can prove it. Carbon isn't an issue. I mean, right here, Biden's administration canceled its plans to refill the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve because it's way too expensive. Yet, they want to keep funding the war in Ukraine. Are you paying attention yet? Guys, this is directly diminishing America's resilience, where we stand, we get pushed into a visible, you know, war or something with one of these other countries without infrastructure like this, we're in a really bad place. And we're going to, you think we're suffering now? It's direct action against we the people. The fact our government is threatening its own citizens about our Second Amendment even, and threatening, calling, like, they're racists. Our government is racist. It's insane that they're playing these race wars. They're just blatantly racist. We could play back their own words. I don't need to just call them that. I could just play what they say. They've been locking Americans up without due process. Jan 6, for example. But also journalists. So recently I've actually been seeing, and this is where Frick, please support A Muzzle Chat. We need more follows. We need more comments. We need more shares. We need that. I need your support. There's a TikTok influencer recently, gal, and I researched her memes, were very mild, nothing crazy. It's like Joe Biden poopy pants. Nothing crazy like, you know, lynching posts or anything. And the Gestapo, the FBI is used just like the brown coats, and came knocking on her door to check some boxes, harass her, essentially try to back her into a corner and ramp up the fear to just stop doing what she's doing, because it's her right. It's free speech. Do what you want. You're not harming anyone. And there's truth to what she's doing. But it's going against, it's the same thing what they're trying to perp walk their political opponents. This is a hierarchy. Like, not only are they the empire of lies, they're socialist commies, fascists, racists, and are the true conspiracy theorists. It's clear. There's another gentleman, same thing. FBI comes knocking. I imagine it's only a matter of time. I'm gearing up, trying to learn all the legalities to have a great freaking encounter. But we can't be fearful of that. And we must stand really strong against these other Americans, because that's what they are. They're other humans. People just like me. It's like, what are you doing here? And that's what our tax dollars are going to. We have such a huge uptick in the, you know, in theft, rape, crime all over our country. True terrorist threats increasing every day. Yet they're going after women because of memes. Guys, we're at war. This puppet establishment has been slandering God and his followers, demonizing Christianity, and we've allowed it. We've tolerated it. Why? They literally parade the sickest, demented, individuals like in the world on their little whatever stage at the time. It's truly demonic. You could see all the connections from Epstein. It's clear. You can see that that was ran to bribe, manipulate, just get people hook, line, and sinker to do their bidding, do their will, pass whatever it is. They've clearly gotten very efficient because they've infiltrated so many layers and levels. They do not listen to we the people. Isn't that their job? Don't they work for us? Aren't they failing their one job? Satisfy we the people and protect we the people? The fact what they're actively doing with our border, like they're failing everything they're supposed to be doing. Why are we allowing this? They rigged elections. We're just going to go through. It is important. We all show up. But any discrepancies, any issues, we can't just idly sit by. We can't. They can't arrest us all. Like, if there's nefarious things going on, let's get to the freaking bottom of it. Let's get our grievances addressed. And if they're not going to listen, great. Well, you're out. We're going to put someone in that's going to listen. Oh, there's an issue there. All right, you're out. We're going to put someone in that's listen. Do you guys get it now? We are in control. You got to listen to us. You serve us. It's a servant position. We are the people. We're the many. It's not like millions of people in the government governing over freaking 100,000 or hundreds of thousands of people. It's the other way around. In fact, it's just hundreds, if not thousands, and millions. What's the problem here? Why are we allowing this? Now, I get it. There's a lot of divide amongst the people. That poses a grave challenge. That in and of itself is what's kept us from cleaning house and ensuring things operate as designed. It's divide and conquer. It's the oldest trick in the freaking book. But we got to see past this. We got to acknowledge the war that's being waged on we the people on individual levels and as a nation, as a country, and also a world. It is clear. Do not lie to yourself. Do not gaslight yourself. We need more accountability. We all need to challenge ourselves and spend some time in front of the mirror and have this very discussion. Yeah, we're at war. What are you going to do about it? Not just in this moment, not just today, but every day. Let's end this war. And we all got to find that accountability. Not even worrying, well, if I'm the only one. No, we all just have to hold ourselves accountable. And if you can influence and through leadership bring others into it, great. That's what we need to do. I already mentioned the invasion happening on our country. So many military personnel and experts, investigators, they've reported they're here. Terrorists are here. It's not if, it's when. It's when, folks, bad things are going to be happening here in America in the very near future. That's just, it's fact. It's going to happen. So there's additional preparations and things to be done. First and most importantly, is seeking that relation with God. He will direct us. And if our time, if we lose our life in this war, but we let Jesus in on the throne of our heart, we fulfilled our purpose. So be it. Our time in the flesh is done. We will mourn those left behind more than they mourn our passing, our mortal freaking, we're all visiting anyway. That is for first and foremost, the most important thing for all of us individually. And I say this because I lived out the majority of my life without that. But I've gained all this peace, all this strength due to that. Forget Lyme disease, forget head traumas, forget all the challenges. Like, I can't imagine doing anything else. Obviously, we're baby little platform. Like, help us have more of an impact. This is a selfless journey. When I say share, it's not like, hey, help me freaking, like, that is not the driving force here. Mission accomplished if people find God. Because, so for me, I end up finding that and I feel that. And I've tried, I can't do it justice right now. I just can't. I'm tripping over words, but I've bared some of my testimony. And it's the single greatest thing that's happened to me in my life. And I pray that everyone finds that. And we bring more into finding that. Not because we need it. They need it. But it's their choice. Not here to force that upon anybody. That's the point why we're here. But in doing that, we could up our freaking resilience to bring more people in and end all this needless suffering around us. It's crazy. They have the funds, time, and energy to come after us individually and ban us on these platforms, but none of these platforms are the FBI. Like, what? Aren't children missing? Isn't human trafficking a thing? What in the freak are you doing? They're coming after us, but not actual criminals, law-abiding citizens, because they did a meme. If that doesn't indicate to you we're at war, we're an occupied country. I mean, there's so many examples we could use, like, but if that doesn't, I don't know what will. They print as much money as they want to print and use it for whatever they want to use it for, and launder as much as they want to launder. There's no accountability. We had no say, but at the end of the day, we are the ones who suffer from it. And it's all by design. The more they make us suffer, the more they ramp it up. They're providing the problems, and then futuristically, they're going to come out with a very colorful solution. This is ramping up directly into the mark of the beast. Oh, here's the digital currency. Everything's provided and everything. Like, this is all you need is this chip. Like, it's full tyrannical control. I don't know if people are even educated enough and grasp as to how dangerous that is. You speak out on anything, or you vote incorrectly from these current rulers, these globalists, these devil worshipers. Oh, what? Denied? I can't buy bread today? You speak out incorrectly. What? I can't get gas from my... Well, at that point, it would more so be the e-port electric charge for your vehicle that's very limited travel. What? I can't charge it? It's full control. They cared about America and we the people, obviously. They could have ended homelessness a long time ago. Veterans. It wouldn't be, and I believe that to be a low number. 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. 22 a day. Each day. Think about that just for a second. Just because you don't associate with them, it might not be your best friend or your family member. That's 22 of God's children that fought, whether they were engaged in a war that was relevant to our freedoms. Like, obviously all that's debatable, but I have so much respect for men and women alike that were willing to sign on that line, put their life on the line, and the for our freedoms. What an honorable, mad respect. And I have the utmost gratitude for everyone that has served. And it's messed them up. It's messed them up from the inoculations that they just given because they just gave over their bodies essentially to this group. But also then what they experienced in PTSD and head traumas and all these things, it's no joke and it's very real. And we can't help them, the ones that protected our country. We care more about other countries' borders than them. This is bullshit. What are we doing? Once again, let's spend some time in the mirror. Why are we allowing this? They provoke wars to no end. It's how they enrich themselves. It's how they keep them in power. And it's also a squirrel tactic. It's a division tactic. It's also like, oh, over here, we're getting, people start getting too close to, oh, 9/11, right? We got to see past, and you're never going to get to the bottom of any of this. Or you don't even know of its existence, and people just won't, eyes will never be open. They're just plugged into the matrix. Unless we're willing to, like, look. And that's where I feel the biggest silver lining to the plandemic, it's that red pill. Who doesn't know someone that has suffered, suffering, or died from that? Everyone. If not directly, indirectly, everyone. They not just colluded with all these other, they've colluded for a long time now with the whole health organization, CDC, FDA, everything. Our government. It's so corrupt. And all these organizations. Google is a big part of the censorship and manipulation and mind control. We got to start using. I heard DuckDuckGo is kind of infiltrated too. So if you guys have awesome sources out there too, Bing or ones that are great replacements, we need good replacements that people can get familiarized with and not see you later, Scroogle. But the level of infiltration in our medical institutions and indoctrinations, they've gotten so far away from our health and well-being and quality of health. It's all business. It's about money. It's not about your freaking health. It's not. And I know this was a huge role, like a huge part, like a strategic plan, war plan. Well, there's all these fronts. Well, let's do this over here and this over here. We're being attacked from all these. Like, you got to see it like we're on the battlefield, folks. Because it's exactly what's happening. Your home. Everyone's on the front lines. Fifth generation warfare. The front line is in your home, at your bedside. It's not even just, I often say it's met our front, like our at our doorstep. No, it's in your home. These signals aren't good for our bodies. They're diminishing our resilience, our abilities to think, communicate, absorb this, take on more. They've intentionally hyperinflated because it's a win-win when they print all this money, because it's pushing them into this new digital, you know, centralized system they want to control you from. But as so it's not just causing all these other demoralization effects. Like they're gonna make it so bad that we hit our knees and we're pleading for a system where we could get that chip. There's another point to make there too, but to diminish our health to where we can't even make these connections. It's too overwhelming. It's too much work. And too many of my family and or people around me. I'll say it. Too many of my family and people around me are impacted enough, have deteriorated enough, are manipulated enough to where I can see it when we start conversating over this. Their eyes glaze over. It's not like they muster up excitement. Oh my gosh, it's war. Let's go. I don't want my loved ones to die. Because it's what's happening. No, it's just like defeated. Proof. Their tactics from inoculations, vaccinations, childhood vaccine schedules, social conditioning. Proof that the shit in our food, pardon my French, but it boils my blood because so many people won't even change their freaking eating habits and continue to poison themselves so they can't take on anything else. But it's in the food, it's in the water, it's in the air. The fact that people will try pushing back on the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail, that they're all contrails. It's like, should we pull up their definition of the contrail? Okay. Those aren't ice crystallization water vapors that are spanning the whole sky. Those dissipate. They don't linger for hours. Their own freaking definition, it doesn't even make sense. So right there, proof that people are we're intentionally deteriorated because you're arguing something that just doesn't even make sense without even doing any research. Why? Mm. Connect any of these dots. Truth sets us free. So we mentioned all the different attacks to dumb us down and make us sick so we can't effectively show up. But it's the food, water, air, and our environments. Yes, the cellular devices. I'm getting turned on to all these things, and I'm hoping, I'm probably going to be setting up accounts here soon. But there's created, thankfully, as guys and scientists and doctors have researched the negative, adverse, and intended effects of our 4G, 5G, all these other antennas and wavelengths. Like, it's insane to me as I looked under the antennas near me website or whatnot, search engine, that I have over 70 towers within a 3-mile radius and over 170 something antennas. And that's relatively low. There's one of my friends that has over 300 stations and 300 antennas within 3 miles. We are literally being nuked. A lot of people feeling fatigued and brain fog and other things are ramping up and issues. Mm. Why, when I shut everything off or when I'm out in nature, then like I sleep really good and I recharge, I feel rested. I feel like there's something to that. Can I personally scientifically explain all? No, I can talk from personal experience. Once again, just like the chemtrails, it's like people just won't chalk it up because they're just so into, nope, I'm shopping as we speak and I'm looking at my next smart device because it's so darn convenient. Like, what? It's a lot. Guys, thanks for bearing with me here. But, gosh, we got to be able to acknowledge the strategies, the war strategies that are happening around us so we can effectively protect ourselves. More importantly, get right with God. Also, fight back. We're going down fast, really fast. That's why they are entirely taking over the control from water sources and food production. You see all the direct attacks from cattle dying and wildfires, and not even wildfires, I say arson, because with how many chicken farms and all these things, like, at this point, like, it's way past coincidence, way past coincidence. As these other elites are buying up all the other, it's just, are you, yep, as those same elites are saying, like, oh, depopulation, as those same elites, like, push a freaking jab that's gonna save you, that, oh my God, and people aren't getting that and won't argue that. Whew. Okay. This isn't quite going as I was expecting, but hey, we're kind of trying to have fun here. Folks, so the psychological warfare is insane. The way they've infiltrated the education systems and grooming our littles, our children. It's unacceptable. And this continues into college campuses. The college scam. Yeah, I'll call it a scam. Oh boy. Let's mute that, shall we? They also have manipulative ways of victimizing the masses to keep us all weak. That's another strategy. Victimization. Personally, I can see in my life reflecting in the not too distant past where I would more so victimize myself than, and a lot of that had to do with even how sick I was. But to victimize oneself and all the toxic things that happen and how do we say it? By doing that versus accountability, responsibility, and the lessons that could be learned and the opportunities at our feet. It's like we rather point the finger and play the blame game than seize an opportunity for growth. Yeah, it is a big difference between true strength and weakness. And they're preying on a lot of us to victimize ourselves. Why is there zero accountability? From all ends. From these social media platforms and Google when they get it wrong. And because we could play so many conspiracy theories they, you know, mainstream news put out there. Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, and it was disproven. Like, where's the apology? They got Hunter Biden laptop on the other side of the spectrum. Like, it's endless. There's no accountability. It's the answer to that simple. It's us. Why should they apologize if they can get away with it? Think on that question. Why should they apologize if they can get away with it? We are allowing them to get away with it. Us. It's on us. Let's stop pointing the finger. That's what it boils down to. Personal accountability. Yeah, I am left questioning. Did their plan work so well that we are all so sick and impacted to do anything about anything? Please don't let this be true. I look around and I still see some pretty highly functional folks around, and that gives me hope. That breathes life into my lime and the struggles I'm faced with. I'm doing my darndest to do my part. But it's clear we've been impacted. Our resilience has taken a huge notch. Men, get in. Get your blood work done. Call to action. Men, get your blood work done. See where your testosterone levels are at. Do whatever you got to do to up your testosterone. We need you. We need you. The women need you. Your wives need you. Your children need you. Your country needs you. Men, we must engage, reach out to unmuzzledchat@gmail.com. Start here. Let your story be heard. Connect whatever dot. You got charisma. Do not sell yourself short. You might say things in all the wrong ways, it don't matter. It's gonna trigger someone in a way that is important. So calls to action. Oh yeah. It's crazy. I don't even know if I'll play that, but yeah, the red flag laws. There's already a gentleman that was like reported and they showed up and I end up getting shot. That's a really scary. They're gonna try disarming us, folks. Enough is enough. We could turn this around. We just need to find that personal accountability. Replay that clip in the beginning. That's really what it boils down to. Why do we allow this injustice? Turn our critical thinking back on. Play that clip over and over. Play that clip for other individuals. What did he say? It's a lesson to learn that 1,000 lectures or some multiple lectures wouldn't have taught. We got to sit down. How do I say it? Our selfish little lives. Everything. Got to put things in perspective. What's our business? Really, really matter. Like little to us. When war is at your doorstep, when your family's threatened, your karate, let's get trained up, let's get fit. That's a part of, you know, we got to get prepared. But a lot of what we're engaging in, it's got to revolve around this. It just has to. Guys, the elites. Ask yourself this. Why are the elites building insanely elaborate doomsday bunkers all over the world? Why would this be? Could they know something we don't? I think that it's not even an assumption. It just makes sense, logical sense. It just shows us what they're willing to do if we show up. We start riding the ship. But can we, does that mean like, so based on that fear, we don't want to trigger that, whatever that might be, EMP, nuclear, whatever, we don't want to trigger that, so we'll just accept the box they're gonna put us in? Like, no, let that be clear indicator and sign. Like, they do not care about you. They've said it. Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, views us as a bunch of useless eaters that won't nothing be happy. Values cattle over human life. We can't allow them to rig another election. We can't. They have attacked the ability to own assets, build generational wealth, all by design, folks. 15-minute cities, eat bugs, own nothing, be happy. Guys, it's clear. Why is all this happening? Why is it all everything we covered? Why is this war? What is this war about? It's simple. Globalism. Globalism. There's some big think tanks, big funds, individuals behind. Freedom, especially in this information age, was their greatest threat. And they worship the flesh, this existence. And unfortunately, it's clear they worship Lucifer. It's clear. Trans Day of Visibility. Proof. So my question to all of us is like, what are we afraid of? What are we afraid of? Are we physically afraid? Are we emotionally afraid? Are we spiritually afraid? Are you afraid to lose your job? Are you afraid of standing out? Are you afraid of being called a name? I'm over it. I don't think I can't not talk to someone wearing a face diaper now. I don't think I can't not address a rainbow flag. Guys, and no, it's not just seeking confrontation. It's bringing things back into the realm of reality. We must grow a spine, find our truth. I mean, so from the physical, let's be real. These soy boy leftists, are you kidding me? We know. Now there's some outliers, right? Sure, there's some outliers, but generally speaking, where does a muscle class really lie? We must take care of our minds, souls, bodies. None of these things, like emotional. Sure, we all got, injured in life. And I feel these other things have diminished and have now made these like emotional things like magnified. Maybe even on the cellular devices. Like we're just more fight or flight. So we've lost a lot of the ability to communicate and it becomes pretty overwhelming and anxiety is a real deal. But we got to challenge ourselves to conquer that, get over that, take a breath, see past that, stay centered, stay calm. Because in reality, like the emotional state of delusional thinking individuals, like you're far better off. You're good. So don't fear. Spiritually, you have God, the creator of it all. They have Lucifer. What's there to fear? Your job? That's just a no-brainer. Don't idly sit by and allow rainbow flags or DEI, anything destructive. I believe you assemble enough people in there to speak out on truth, you'll be surprised the outcome. if we're not being persecuted for our beliefs, I mean, that's biblically, then we're really not walking in faith. We're not. And we should question our salvation. Because truly, what does any of this here freaking matter than standing for biblical truth? Standing out, same thing. We'll just go back to that video. Being called a name. Don't even get me started. Okay, once again, they tried to kill you. You genuinely think they aren't going, they're just going to stop there? No. No. They're just getting started. In fact, we could even play. Which one is it? Right here. Why is it not playing?
We'll get attention. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is we'll get attention this time. So we.
Oh, the next one, huh? Guys. They didn't stop there. They never did. And they're never going to. We got to put a stop to it. So let's make today's call to action very easy, very simply. Everyone can and needs to do. Let's just share this video. Copy the link. Share it on all your social medias. Send it to like 10 people you know. Just 10 people. Encourage them if they're not on Rumble. Get on Rumble. We need to get people on these platforms so they're not manipulated. Let's play a couple clips and that will be a wrap right here. It's a little bit of a clip from Barack Hussein Obama, a speech that has been removed many times that they don't want out there. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. Yeah. No, don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Wow, is that right?
And for the international...
Freaking piece of trash. You know this is his third term. Yep. This might just have to wait for another. We're on an hour now. Seven minutes. I'm debating. All right, maybe we'll come back to it. Oh my gosh, folks. What this... I think above all, I went for a walk through a park the other day and I saw the little kids and kids riding by on bikes and stuff. And it's just like, we're failing them. We are failing them. If you can't muster up the strength for yourself, look into the eyes of an innocent child. Okay. Find that strength. Find it.
In the modern world where they convince a woman to get a job, the man to get a job, they inflate the currency so nobody can exist any other way because it's too expensive. The parents are out working all day. The school and the internet and the matrix raise your children. Your children go to school all day and be told things that you may not want them to learn. Then they sit on the internet and read things and watch things you may not want them to watch. You talk to them for 10 minutes at the end of the day and they go to bed. You're fighting with your 10 minutes against endless hours of the most entertaining programming or the most forceful programming. And school is forceful on the internet. it's entertaining. Convincing them of ideas that you perhaps don't agree with. I've seen it myself on YouTube. I've seen a guy in America driving his car and his kids were in the back seat and he was arguing with them about an issue. And they was like, where did you hear that? School? He's like, why did the school tell you that? That's not true. And his own children are arguing with him because they learned it in school. Have you ever tried to take your children out of school? You'll get fined. You'll get in trouble. No, your kids have to go to school. Yeah. You have to give your kids...
Wow.
The way to the school. If you don't give your kids away to the brainwashing, you'll get in trouble.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's play this. I mean, it's important. We got to get this out. So bear with me.
Still, where we're headed for right now is a catastrophe that we may not recover from. There is a strong possibility we are not going to survive what's coming. There was a terrorist attack in Russia 2 weeks ago. 3 or 4 days after the terrorist attack in Russia is when the bridge went down. The Russians are openly saying that they have evidence pointing to U.S. and U.K. involvement in the terrorist attack.
Wow. There's all sorts of groups that within a year... Yeah. There's the EMP threat is ramping up.
Wow. And that they're going to pursue the terrorists wherever they're found. If Russia comes out and says, we have evidence that the United States was behind the terrorist attack, that is an act of war. They have the right to declare war on the United States of America. Iran has the right to declare war on Israel. There was a drone attack on Russia's third biggest oil refinery on Tuesday morning. Russia has the right to declare war on whoever manufactured that drone. We're in World War III right now. World War III isn't coming. World War III started 2 years ago, February 24th, 2022. We're in the third year of the third war. You ask most Americans, when did World War II start? They go, December 7th, 1941. No, it started in 1939. America got...
Guys, it's not... I'm not fearful of Russia because the bullhorn mainstream media is demonizing Russia. So naturally, and I see what Russia's doing. There's a lot I'm actually like envious. I wish we were doing here. Like supporting Christianity. Anti freaking alphabet mafia, you know. And you look at the streets there, nice and clean. Look at the chaos here. There's law and order there. Is there here? No. It's insanity. But you look at the globalists, okay, and the countries, and how they have access and control, they can manipulate things to kick these off. So EMP threat is, let's just say, I mean, it is a grave threat.
Got in the war officially on 41. We were unofficially in the war in 39. We are unofficially in World War III now. This war is coming to our soil. It's coming to our shores. The Russians are going to, when they strike,
I don't know, they get about one chance. That.
They have to take us out. We may never get back up on our feet.
So you think Russia is who we have to fear right now? Do you think that they have nukes? Do you think there is such a thing as nuclear weapons?
Of course there's nuclear weapons. You don't believe that they have nuclear weapons?
But this has been thrown around. I'm just asking for your opinion.
I don't know. I think that stuff's crazy to think like that. It's dangerous, Stu. They're beyond nuclear weapons.
Super hypersonic missiles that will just go like six stories underground.
Directed energy weapons, space-based weapons. Sorry. Do you remember a month or two ago the congressman who put out that alert? We got to get every member of the House and Senate together. There's top secret information about a space weapon, and then he wouldn't talk about it. This is only my speculation. I believe what he was made aware of was that Russia had launched a space vehicle that had a nuclear warhead circling around the Earth, all right, capable of at any moment delivering an EMP attack on this country. An electromagnetic pulse attack will put this country to sleep. It will put us back to the year 1500. The people aren't killed, but everything else that we use, our electronics, all of our manufacturing, everything is destroyed. There's nothing to rebuild with. Everything that you need, you have to buy it from another country, which is mostly China. James Woolsey, former CIA director, personally told me that within 1 year of an EMP attack, 90% of the population will be dead. Not from the EMP attack, but from the chaos in the land. A Mad Max world. 90% of the American people will be dead 1 year after an EMP attack. I worry more about an EMP attack than anything else. All of our toys, all of our wealth, all of our gadgets, our technology could just be wiped out in a second. After we kill off each other, then the Chinese move in. And all they have to do is bury the corpses. The average American does not believe this can happen. And when you tell them, they don't believe it could happen. And the reason is because of their pride and arrogance. We're like Babylon. We don't believe we could fall. We're on the edge of it right now. If I were not called by Almighty God to warn people, I'd be out of here. The only reason I'm here is because the Lord has put a calling on my life to gather as many souls into his kingdom that can be gathered. If I were taking care of just myself, I'd get out of here because this place is going to go down because there's no sign whatsoever that the body of Christ in this country, the churches, have any awareness of the danger that we're in, the deplorable condition that we're in spiritually as a nation. And in fact, as you said, a lot of the churches are rooting for the very people who are destroying the country. Right. We're turning children over to transvestites, over to pedophiles, sex perverts running the society. The children don't have a chance. And the adults are allowing this stuff to continue. There's a breaking point. This will come to an end. And whoever are the survivors, they will wail and weep and say, why did we let this happen? Stop it now.
How?
Before this becomes a catastrophe on a global scale, the only person who wins in an Armageddon war is Satan. We can talk about the Rockefeller Foundation. We can talk about Soros. We can talk about all these evil, demented people and their wicked plans. But who's driving them? The one who's driving them is Satan. And if he can take out a billion, he's chalking that up as a massive win for himself. We have to plead for sanity. There are no sane, reasonable people in leadership anywhere. They're all bloodthirsty.
They are. Yeah, I totally agree.
Terrifying.
You know, you mentioned that you're called by God to be here to warn people. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy because, you know, I know what it feels like, not for as many years as you, but I know what it feels like to be on an island screaming, grabbing the biggest bullhorn that you can find and just desperately trying to warn people. And, you know, I say in the intro to my show every day, we're leaving our kids to imminent bloodshed. I mean, I'm talking about physical kinetic war, lots of blood. That's what we're leaving our kids if we don't do something. And I feel like, you know, my calling, I'm 100% sure that my calling is to find remedy. And because I do believe that we are, look, if I didn't think that we were at the precipice of a major victory, I don't think that I would be here fighting every day. But I just have that, I have that feeling in my soul that we have the ability to win. And I think that, I mean, you said it's time for us to stop this and to stop this now. It's time for the body of Christ to stop this. So what are some steps that you think that we can take to do so? Or do you think it's too late?
The fact that we're sitting here talking about it says that there's still time.
Wow. It is spiritual warfare, folks. Oops.
Still, where?
So, let's end with. I love it. I feel Donald J. Trump hit this one out of the park. I believe this went out on his X account just 2 days ago. Election Day, November 5th, will be the most important day in the history of our country. It will also be Christian Visibility Day, the biggest turnout of Christians in history of our country. Ooh, that's going to irk some individuals, right? Let it. Let that go viral. Christian Visibility Day. Love it. Well played. Properly played. Let's get on board. Let's ensure a free and fair and honest election. And the main reason I even want to push that is because anytime if it's not going to be impactful to evil's nefarious plans, they just let it slide. But when that seems dangerous to them and their plan, they get loud about it and they try to discredit it and they try to slander it and they try to spin it around, even though it was a direct attack initially from evil against Christ's Resurrection Day. Saying this, like, wow. All the war machine is going bonkers. And it cracks me up. It brings me hope because it shows like they fear you. They fear you. My beautiful, lovely listeners here on a muzzled chat. They fear we the people. They fear us waking up. They fear us uniting. They fear us assembling and putting a stop to their tyrannical reign. And all these tabloids and everything they come out about Trump's declaration. It's proof. And to me, it's like, all right. That's a soft area we're going to double down and triple down on that. So let's help get that message out. Christian Visibility Day. Let's literally become truly visible on that important day. It's really cool. The Bible, the YouVersion Bible app. All week, it's just been scripture after scripture about putting on armor of God. Yesterday's, the gentleman that spoke out on yesterday's really resonated with me. So let's play this last bit and I'll let you go. Guys, God bless you. Thank you so much for believing in me, believing in this platform. I know it's trying times, but it's beautiful. I'm grateful to be here now. It strengthened my faith, and it's strangely fulfilled my purpose of being here. I was lost with alcohol. I was lost with selfishness. I was lost with lust. There was another one that came in and out of my mind. I was lost with the lies. I was listening to the wrong spirit, even. And it just poisoned me and made things so difficult and dark and hard. With a bioweapon or not, it drug me down to a point I didn't want to be here anymore. Lost. It got to a point, how do I even put it? Like, I wanted to even end my own mortal existence. And now it's like I have everything to live for. Everything changed. I'm changed. I was concerned before about getting wedded and having children and a family. And it's clear to me as to why I'm the age I'm at, where I'm at, single, without children. It's to be on the front lines. Is to serve you. I'm going to do the best to my ability to do just that. And now it's just shifted. I want to be here. I want to see success. But I only have my life to give. And it's beautiful. I've just gotten all this peace, clarity, strength. And I wish that for all of you.
My name is Ben Bennett, and I'm a speaker with Josh McDowell Ministry, author of a book called Free to Thrive, and the founder of the Resolution Movement here in Dallas, Texas. Today, as part of YouVersion's week-long series on the armor of God, we're talking about Ephesians 6, 14 to 15, which says, "Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." In these verses, Paul speaks to the tools we have in Christ to counter spiritual warfare. Today, I want to hone in on the belt of truth. For decades of my life, I struggled to believe the truth. I believed the lie that I was worthless and unlovable because of the abuse I experienced from my parents growing up. I believed the lie that God was rigid and disengaged. And I believed the lie that people couldn't be trusted. At the time, I struggled to even recognize that these were lies. They seemed so true. This is what the enemy does. He gets us to believe lies about ourselves, about God, and about others, often using negative, painful, and even traumatic situations in our lives. He doesn't fight fair. I wonder how many of us today are living believing that these lies are true. Jesus called Satan the father of lies. It's no coincidence that one of the greatest aspects of spiritual warfare we must engage in is the battle to believe God's truth. Let me encourage you today to identify what lies you are believing and fight for truth. We can only be protected from the enemy's deception if we know the truth. Let's resist the enemy, stand firm, and put on the belt of truth.
Wow. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and wisdom to know the difference. Love you guys. Take care.